State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Marcus Houston. Now, you know, Marcus Houston was in the news recently because it came out that he married a 19-year-old woman. And he was talking about why he wanted to marry a younger woman opposed to women his age. And this is what he said.
You know, a lot of women my age are very independent. They are very like, you know, I don't need a man to do this for me because I could do this for myself. And I come from a generation that I'm very, very, you know, love to provide for my wife. I love to provide for my woman. And I'm very in that generation, like the old days. You know, I would never want to be with a woman that felt like, oh, I don't need you, or I don't, you know what I'm saying, like that. So, you know, and there's a lot of women my age. I've dated women my age, and, you know, they may have baggage, they may have kids, they may have not. You know, it's just, there's so many different women that I've dated throughout my life, and this just so happened to be the one that caught my heart.
Now, I could be wrong, but I didn't hear Marcus Houston say, I don't date older women, you know, because they come with baggage. That's why I'm dating a younger woman, because they don't have any baggage. I didn't get that from what he said just now. The internet might feel like he said that, but I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah, he said women that are my age, like a lot of women my age, are very independent. He says they are like, I don't need a man to do this for me because I can do it for myself. He said sometimes dating older women, they come with baggage, they have kids. And yeah, he did say that.
Well, but he didn't say that's why. He didn't say I'm dating a younger woman because they don't have no baggage. Like
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't get that from that, what he said. But everybody has baggage at a certain age.
I think so.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if you know, 40 plus years old, you're going to have, you know, a traumas that you might come into a situation with. That's why we always tell people, like, to go do the work. Like, that's why we encourage people to go to therapy, you know what I mean? So they can deal with their traumas before their traumas deal with them. And if they don't deal with their traumas, they'll bring those traumas into a relationship, and then those traumas will be projected onto the person that they're in a relationship with, you know what I mean? And how many older men we know over 40 that got kids as well? So what does he mean when he says baggage? If you're of a certain age, you're going to have some baggage. Baggage. I'm putting baggage in parentheses, by the way.
Well, I do feel like a lot of older men date younger women for one reason, because they feel like a younger woman possibly can be controlled easier or more because they haven't lived their life. They don't really know as much as an older woman. They haven't lived, as people would say. I also feel like a lot of men would date younger women because they feel like younger women, their body hasn't met gravity yet, right?
Boy,
a lot of men
Marcus
feel
Houston
that way.
Chose violence.
What?
Wow. I thought Marcus Houston chose violence.
It's not me.
Rashawn Casey, DJ Envy just chose violence. Envy, explain more. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean their bodies haven't met gravity yet? What are you saying?
I mean, our bodies all meet gravity. Your balls don't sit the same way.
Yes, they do, actually.
Okay, well, let's
No. I want you to know, you have to explain this. You shouldn't just get out of this one.
What?
What did you mean by that statement?
When people are older, their ass starts to drop. Sometimes their breasts start to drop. It's gravity.
You're lying.
It happens.
Let me tell you something. These 40-year-old women, these 50-something-year-old women are killing these young girls nowadays. Every woman that I think is beautiful is way over the age of 40. I don't care if they in entertainment or just walking around in everyday life. These 40-year-old women know how, to take care of themselves way better than a lot
but
of these young
the
girls do.
That's the reason why a lot of older men choose young women. I'm married, bro, so don't even look at me. I'm married. My wife is...
You're not making no sense.
Okay.
I'm saying that the older women are killing these young girls in the look department, and you saying that's why... Older men
no,
choose
I'm
younger
saying
women.
A lot of times, the reason why older men
it's
choose
okay
younger
to moonwalk.
Women.
You just keep fighting. You are just trying to prove this stupid ass point. You just told all these women that when they get old, everything drops. That's what you just said.
Mike,
you
good
said
morning.
These older women is out here saggy, flabby, and sick. That's what you just said. You just chose big violence. Why?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Mike, you're 50 years old and you dating younger women. Why, Mike? Why?
Because, I mean, like my man said, these older women, they come with a lot of baggage and a lot of weight.
Mike, you ain't got no baggage, Mike. Mike, you ain't got no baggage.
Can you let Mike finish talking?
Because this is just a silly conversation. Mike, you 50 years old. You're a black man in America. You ain't got no baggage. You ain't got no trauma.
Nah, not really.
You're a liar. You been to therapy?
Nah.
Okay, yeah. Nothing's ever happened to you in your life.
I'm just saying.
You got kids?
I mean, a man likes to feel special and wanted.
Yo, Mike, do you have kids? Mike, do you have kids?
Yes, four.
Okay, so you got mad baggage according to Marcus Houston. Because if you was a 50-year-old woman with four kids, you'd be having mad baggage, Mike. Come on, let's stop being hypocrites.
My kids are over 30. All my kids are grown.
They should be. You 50.
So,
right,
Mike.
Right.
So
my kids are grown, though. They're not really baggage.
Mike is saying what Marcus Houston is saying. And not that I agree, but I'm saying that a lot of older men choose younger women because, one, they feel like they can mold them and make them do what they want. And, two, a lot of people feel that younger women their bodies are not reaching gravity.
Man,
Mike,
if you don't stop
lying?
Saying that,
I'm not,
what
not
is wrong
me.
With you?
It's not
that
me.
That is definitely
I'm
you.
I'm telling you what people say.
Who is people? You got to stop this, bro. This is crazy. This is crazy talk you talking this morning. This guy is crazy. This guy is out here telling all the older women, y'all flabby and sick.
Did I say that?
Older women looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. That's what you saying.
I did not say
listen,
that.
But listen, this is also a good point, too, Marcus made. They don't need a man. That's how they talk. Men need to feel needed and wanted. Not they don't need to be with a woman that I don't need no man to do this. I don't need no man for this. What do they need you for?
Y'all act like older women don't do that. By the way, Envy knows. I love older women.
You like them over 50.
I do. I love
60,
older women.
60.
So
that's what you like.
I like them seasoned. Okay, that's what I like. All right, but me and my wife have a great relationship, and we protect and provide for each other. Like, we need each other. Like, what is this thing that y'all have where y'all need a woman to, like, want y'all? When y'all say, I need to mold a woman, what does that mean?
I don't
mean?
Know. I'm just telling you what they say. I don't know. I don't agree.
I need to feel wanted. I need a woman to want me and need me. And What is that?
Kevin, good morning.
What are these insecurities y'all haven't dealt with?
Kevin.
Well, good morning.
We're talking Marcus Houston. What's your thoughts?
I think he's crazy, but I think her parents are crazy.
Talk to me, brother.
Like, I want a woman to want me too, but I want an independent woman at the same time.
Huh?
I want an independent woman at the same time.
I get what you say. You're saying you want a woman that needs you, but can also do her own thing.
Yeah, I mean, like he said, I don't know how long they've been talking, how long they've been speaking. But for myself, the fact that they married at 19 or whatever it was means they had to know each other, right? And I don't think I would allow, and I'm going to say allow, but allow my 18-year-old daughter to be around somebody that old. That's
Listen,
just me.
First of all, I got four daughters, you got four daughters. Imagine a man, a grown-ass man like that, saying, I can mold her. What does that even mean?
No.
Like, you didn't do your job as a father. I didn't do my job as
Correct.
A father. If it's an old man out here talking about, I'm going to mold her.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. Let's have this discussion some more. We're taking your calls
you
when we come back.
You want to choose more violence?
I'm
I don't know who
phones.
Caused more violence this morning, you or Marcus Houston.
What are you talking
about? Envy say, everything drops after 40. This guy is crazy.
Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.